I'm Doreen Jones in Turkey, where Ankara, one of the principal backers of some of the Syrian rebels who ousted President Bashar al-Assad, is being seen as a winner in the overthrow of the Assad regime. However, analysts warn much of the success of the operation will depend on whether a stable government emerges after Assad's ousting. This dramatic end to the Assad family's half-century rule over Syria marks a significant shift in the region's balance of power, with analysts predicting that Turkey's influence in Syria could now grow at the expense of its regional rivals. Aydın Selcen is a former senior Turkish diplomat who served in the region and is now a foreign policy analyst for Turkey's independent Media Scope news outlet.
By proving its relevance, its importance and its strength out of these latest developments in Syria, Turkey emerges as the clear winner, and Iran is definitely the loser, and Russia also is pushed aside.
The Turkish-backed Syrian National Army played a role in the overthrow of Assad. However, it was the radical Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, that led the offensive. And that, analysts say, will cause unease in Ankara. Hasan Unal is a professor of international relations at Ankara's Başkent University.
Well, despite all the jubilation at the Turkish press and the government and the circles that support the government about the collapse of the Assad regime in general, I would think there is some uneasiness. I can see lots of problematic issues that would be coming out of what's going to happen, actually. Because of the ideological Islamist leanings of the incumbent government and its all the other jihadist terrorist groups associated with it.
But Turkey may not be entirely without influence over Syria's new Islamist leaders. For years, it provided support and protection to the Idlib region of Syria, where HTS was based. Analyst Aydın Selcen suggests Ankara could retain significant influence if recent statements by HTS leadership calling for an inclusive Syrian government are honoured.
Ankara is willing to play a constructive role, and it's also in the interests of Ankara to play that role for an inclusive government. If pragmatism prevails, that's perhaps where Turkey and Ankara may come in. And also, Ankara definitely will be viewed as a positive outside contributor by these new Syrian rulers, because of the fact that we here in Turkey are host to over 5 million Syrians, and that also Turkey helped protect Idlib.
Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan, addressing an international conference in Doha last Sunday, said that Turkey is committed to helping secure a politically inclusive new Syria. A stable Syria is also key to Ankara's goal of sending home millions of Syrian refugees now living in Turkey. Public resentment over their presence has grown as the country has grappled with an economic crisis over the past few years. Sezin Öner, a commentator on Turkey's independent Politikyol news site.
The refugees, the Syrians you have in Turkey are mostly women and children. So it has to be a government and administration friendly to women and children, specifically women. But we don't know with this Islamist jihadist groups, will they be really friendly towards these groups? There might be a Taliban 2.0 arising just across the border. We don't know what kind of an administration HTS and surrounding groups. It's a big security risk. I don't see Syria settling down to become a safe, clash-free place.
For now, Turkey's President Erdogan is celebrating the overthrow of Assad as a Turkish triumph, with European leaders and Washington queuing up to speak to him as Turkey positions itself as a key player in shaping Syria's future. But the sudden demise of the Assad regime underscores how quickly fortunes can change in the region, and the future of Syria and Turkey's role in it are today more uncertain than ever. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.